The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Amen.
Turn your Bibles with me to before we turn our Bibles. I want us to just thank the Lord for 10 minutes. I want us to worship the Lord. Beloved, we need to appreciate God for what He has done. I am telling you that we are here by the grace of God. 30 days the Lord has kept us. Within these 30 days, if you know the number of people that are dead, if you know the number of people that have lost their limbs, if you know what the devil has done to people, it does not mean that we are better off than those people.
And don't just say yeah, yes, saints,
but it is just by the grace of God. We want to celebrate the grace of God. Look, it doesn't matter how life is with you. You have every right to worship God and to thank God. Because as long as you are still alive, God's plan for your life is still alive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No, sio nyema wo wonamla nyema
tsema da bela
no sio nyema wo wonamla nyema.
Oh,
Begin to bless the Lord. Begin to bless the Lord. Begin to bless the Lord right now. Ratakama shakara to kachanda. Nikratos kataya kata. Bless the name of the Lord. The Lord is faithful. The Lord is God. He is good. Hallelujah. He has kept us alive. He has given us life to live. Ratakama shakara. Nikratos kataya. We bless your name. We exalt you, Lord. We uplift you, Lord. We say you are God. We say you are King. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be exalted. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shakarito Tata.
Christ is Lord. He is Lord.
Your life. He is your life. He's the one that is living through you. The other day I was feeling something in my body. For some weeks, I told Gladys that this one, I've prayed and prayed and prayed. I said, this one, the doctor will tell me something. I want to know the state of my life, the condition. I was very sure that the doctor was going to tell me something. He asked me to run many tests. Almost 2,000 cities.
At the end of the day,
say, Pastor,
I said, Sofo,
you are like a 13-year-old boy.
What is happening?
Amen.
Everything about you is perfect.
Amen.
Everything about you is perfect. That is the life of Jesus in you.
Amen.
It's a perfect life.
Amen.
I don't care what doctors have said to you.
Amen.
Listen to me tonight. Jesus is going to minister unto you.
Amen.
There is going to be a visitation.
Amen.
If your pastor has a good health, if your shepherd has a good health, you must also have a good health.
Amen.
You must also have a good health. 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 No sickness will live here. No disease will live here. No curse will live here. No challenge will live here. No demon will live here. Shakaritos kata. He deserves our praise. He deserves our worship. He deserves our honor. Carito Sharita. Saprete Koratos Kata. Rigratos Katayata. Ligratos Kata. You will never die. You will live and declare the works of God. Which is a wizard cannot kill you. The occult cannot kill you. Listen to me. That which will kill you is does not exist. I said that which will kill you does not exist. That which will kill you does not exist. That which will kill you does not exist. Because you are hiding in Christ. And Christ is hiding in God. What can touch you? Ratosha. Librata sote. Ikratos kata. Libreketo la krito. Shakara kato la krito. Lekete kete. Tell the devil you are a liar. 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 That which is a wizard, you are a liar. Shall we grow us? La Crito Karataka. Ye Preto Korokoto. Ikrata Sakata. Librekete Kemara. Librekete Lekata. Listen to me. The door that the devil is refusing to open. The door that the devil is refusing to open. I said those doors will open right now. I said those doors will open tonight. I said those doors will open tonight. I said those doors will open tonight. Rata kare kata. Any covenant that the agents of darkness have entered into with Satan so that something good will never happen to you. That covenant is broken tonight. That covenant is broken tonight by the blood of Jesus Christ. Rata kura tako. Shani kretos kata. Kabali karu kata. Ali arato kata. I open your door. I open your door. Walk through your door. Walk through your door. Walk through your door. Walk through your door.
walk through your door. Receive your healing.
Receive
your deliverance. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Receive your healing.
Receive
your deliverance. I rebuke sicknesses. I rebuke diseases. I command them. Take off your hands. Take off your hands. From God's people. Lose your own now. Shakari Taka. I rebuke the spirit of fear. 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 I command a shift. I command a shift. I command a change in your story. I command a change in your story. I command a change in your story. Any power that is determined to resist your change, to resist your shift. Any power from your father's house, from your mother's house, from your workplace, from within the church, from your locality, from your community, that is resisting your shift, your change, your turnaround. Tonight, I rebuild that power. I bind that power. I destroy that power. I liberate you right now. I command your change. I command your shift. I command your Let cancer die.
Jesus.
Let cancer die.
Jesus.
Let cancer die.
Jesus.
Let cancer die.
Jesus.
Let cancer disappear.
Jesus.
Let the issue of blood dry up right now.
Jesus.
Dry up right now.
Jesus.
Excessive bleeding.
Jesus.
Dry up right now.
Jesus.
Fibroid.
Jesus.
Die.
Jesus.
Fibroid. Die.
Jesus.
Fibroid. Die. Fibroid. Die.
Jesus.
Fibroid. Die.
Jesus.
Barry Woods. Be open.
Jesus.
Barry wounds. Be open.
Jesus.
Be open. 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 Be open.
Jesus.
I lose your loins.
Jesus.
I liberate your loins.
Jesus.
I liberate your loins.
Jesus.
I liberate your loins.
Jesus.
Ali Carreto Sabaya Shali Kratos Macarito Salika Libratakoski Likratos Kata. I move out mountains from your life.
Jesus.
Any mountain that is sitting on you,
yes.
Any mountain that is sitting on your blessing, any power that is sitting on your promotion, that is sitting on your elevation, that is sitting on your lifting, any power, I am. Unseat them.
Jesus.
I unseat them.
Jesus.
I overthrow them.
Jesus.
I overthrow them.
Jesus.
I overthrow them.
Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Shali Kratos. Oh, Shakaratos. Libratos Kataya. Libreketo Nakrika. Libaba Lekarunato. Librata Kashikete. Lakratos Katarata. Please take your seat quiet.
The Lord said, give a shout, a loud shout. Glory.
Amen.
We want to read Isaiah 46. Verse 9 to 11. Isaiah 46.
Isaiah 46.
Verse 9 to 11. But the import of the message is in verse 10. Isaiah 46. Verse 9 and 11. Let me start from verse 8. Remember this. Fix it in mind. Take it to heart, you rebels. Remember the former things. Those of long ago, I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. Then, I make known the end from the beginning. From ancient times, what is still to come? I say, my purpose will stand. Those who say amen, may it stand for you.
Amen.
May it stand for you.
Amen.
May it stand for you.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I say, my purpose will stand. And I will do all that I please. From the east I summon a bird of prey. From a far off land, a man to fulfill my purpose. What I have said, that will I bring about. What I have planned, that will I do. Amen.
Amen.
This was a judgment that God was declaring on the rebellion nation.
Now we are telling when I can go on my so.
But we are using these scriptures according to the nature of God. By application. And so tonight, I'm sharing with you on the theme, God's purpose never fails. It stands forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are not living by chance. God has a plan for your life. He has a purpose for your living. Do you know why you didn't die yesterday? Because God has not finished with you. You are living to fulfill God's purpose in your life. When we say purpose, it means the reason for which something is done or created. Or the reason for which something exists. So the reason why you exist. The reason why God created you. That is what you call a purpose. Purpose also means intention. The last time our pastor Raymond preached here and gave the definition of purpose. Man of God, you are most welcome. As I saw you, then I remembered. Purpose also means motive. It also means a plan. Beloved, let me tell you something about God's purpose. God's purpose includes all the challenges you face in life. God's purpose includes all your failures. God's purpose includes all your mistakes. It includes all your disappointments. God's purpose includes some of the painful things you have experienced in life. You say, Pastor, what are you saying?
So for then, okay.
My husband left me with children and it is in God's purpose. Yes.
Yes.
I will tell you why. A certain woman lost her only son.
Na mami bi ni baba ko pe fini sa.
A first class Christian.
Oyo Christo ni a odi mu paye.
She cried and cried and cried and cried.
Osuye.
And all her cry was, God, why?
Na ni suni nyina ni se erade na den.
Where were you?
Na wo wo he?
Where were you?
Now we are here.
When my son was dying.
Then
God answered her. I was where I am when my son also died. When my son Jesus was crying on the cross. The way you are feeling was the way I felt. But as I got my son Jesus back, you also get your son back. Yes! God's purpose includes that wrong marriage you entered into. Yes. It is part of God's purpose. In fact, God's purpose includes everything the devil is doing against you. I want to change your thinking tonight. Listen to the scripture. Verse 10. The latter part said, I say, my purpose will stand. And I will do all that I please. Beloved, God's purpose are beyond human comprehension. God's purpose includes all the delays that you are experiencing. God's purpose includes all the hatred and the persecutions you are going to. The other day, a sister called
me
that she was going to have a breast operation. I prayed out my heart. And throughout that night, the night before this thing, I was commanding the thing to die. The next day she called
me.
She said, Pastor, the operation was successful. I have just been discharged. I was disappointed. I said, God. I said this thing should die. Why do they have to operate again? What God told me. Look, learn to thank God for everything. Do you know what God told me? He said, certain things happen because of our mind. Now that operation has been done, In her human mind,
she
will feel comfortable.
Oh, no, better no.
That she's now free.
Oh, says Sabri do de no.
But if it were not to be done,
yeah.
She will still not be sure.
Anka, onko so eni ni se e adi e ohana inuho ohana inuho.
Are you getting it?
What you are saying?
So psychologically,
it is a odu kwa njimu of kwembi swa.
God knows how we think.
Nyaminim sana
e. He knows us.
Oni mi empa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is God's purpose for your life?
Then ni nyamibu taema wa brabo.
I'm going to tell you. God's purpose for your life is only three things. And then we pray. Today I'm going to lay hands.
And now but training is how be so.
Listen.
Montier.
Stop worrying.
Jai say wo ha wo ho sa.
In fact, for about 5 years now, I don't know the last time I prayed and I asked God for something.
Na ben fie enu ni menim da etwa to me bo mpa bi sa bibi finya me ho.
Because I have over asked.
They say me bi sa mana bro so.
I've asked.
Me bi sa e bi sa e bi sa adana e bi sa bi sa.
The asking is finished.
They say bi sa no kra asan.
So now I only pray in tongues. Apart from healing that I'll ask for somebody, I have never asked any because all the prayers I should pray, I have prayed them.
I see. So we are starting to move on.
So for 3 hours, I will just be speaking in tongues. I don't have any other thing to say. That's when it comes to myself. But for the congregation, I have a lot to say. Those of you who marriages are delaying, those of you who marriages are not working well, those whose husbands are misbehaving, those whose wives are some way, those who are yet to have their babies, those who are yet to have good jobs, the youth who are very stubborn, that one I have a lot to say. Married men that are chasing young girls in the church. Shame on to you. That one, I have something to say about. Young men who cannot propose. They are looking at ladies, but their mouths are heavy. They will gather strength. Today I will talk to the lady. Immediately they look into the lady's face, then they begin to say, Papa, oh, no, no, oh, sister, oh. Sister, hi, how? I have something to say about that. I am saying something about that. Those who are suffering, those who are under attack, I'm saying a lot. But for myself, it is not because I have all my needs met. Almost I've prayed over everything. And I'm now waiting for the answers. And I know the answers will come. God said, I say, my purpose will stand. God said, I say, God was talking to himself. He said, I am the I am that I am. And I say, my purpose for your life, my purpose concerning your marriage, my purpose concerning your business, my purpose concerning your destiny, my purpose will start. Look, God's purpose for you is three. Number one, God's purpose for your life is for you to become a testimony. God's purpose is that your life will become what? A testimony. How can your life become a testimony if there is no disappointment? If there is no delay? If there is no failure? If there is no demonic attack? If there are no witches and wizards operating? How can your life become a testimony? If there is no delay, Abraham and Sarah.
Abraham and Sarah.
Hebrews 11.
In
their old age. Even though Abraham's body was dead. God's purpose is that your life will become a testimony. Number two, God's purpose is that your life will become a reference point.
Hey,
Shikeru, that people will point at you and say, I know that sister. I knew her story. What she's talking about, I saw it. If God can do this for that sister, for that brother, then I know he can do more for me. That you become a reference point. Today we refer to Abraham. We refer to Sarah. We refer to Hannah. We refer to Elizabeth. We refer to Job. We refer to Joseph. If you knew how they felt when they were going through the things they went through. Today you are only reading and say, if God can do this for Joseph, then me too I know. If God can do this for Abraham, me too I know. If God could do this for Hannah, me too I know. If God could change the things for Job, then me too I know. Me too I know. They have become a reference point. Do you know something? God doesn't want you to always refer to Job. He doesn't want you to always refer to Abraham. God wants you yourself to become your own Bible. So that other people too will refer to you. God wants other people to refer to you. As you refer to Job. As you refer to Moses. As you refer to Joseph. God also wants people to refer to you. They want to know your story. And refer to you. So that you become a living Bible that people can refer to you. Hallelujah. Who has referred to you in the church? At least when it comes to marriage, I can refer to Auntie Benedicta.
Oh, meet me and in such Auntie Benedicta so.
In the church.
Oh,
I can refer to Auntie Benedicta.
Oh, meet me in such Auntie Benedicta so.
When it comes to suffering,
say,
I can refer to myself. When it comes to impossibility of the church, I can refer to Deliverance Assemblies of God. It was at the entrance day where the board is standing. That was why the former regional superintendent stood and hit, bah!
Bah!
The second time he got up, Dela, it will be difficult. Should I continue? I say yes. Then the third one, that was when he broke the ground to start this project. 2011. It's 10 years now, eh? 10 years ago. 10 years ago. Do you know something? That word, it will be difficult. The devil fought me. Did you hear what the man said? Your boss. He's the regional boss. He said it to be difficult. He's your covering. He said it to be difficult. Then I don't know how to answer the devil. Then I'm there. I can't sleep. It will be difficult. It will be difficult. Then one day the Holy Spirit asked me, did he say it to be impossible? I said no. He said it to be difficult. He said yes. He said it to be difficult. So that he wants you to be serious. He didn't say it to be impossible. So there is a word above difficult. The word above difficult is that it will be possible with God. All things. With God, all things. With God, dry bones can come back to life. Amen. Dead wombs can come back to life. Amen. Dry bones can come back to life. Amen. Dead wombs can come back to life. Amen. Dead businesses can rise again. Amen. Dead dreams can rise again. Amen. Stolen things can be restored. Amen. Hallelujah. Today, why are you sitting? Why are you sitting today? Why they said it to be difficult, but they didn't say it to be impossible. That's why you are sitting today. I said, that's why you are sitting today. Look, don't let the devil deceive you. There is only one miracle God will never perform again, that a virgin will give birth to another Jesus. Please, that one, it will never happen again. Number two, God will never give you somebody's wife or somebody's husband. So if you are praying that prayer, God will not do it. He won't do it. He won't do it. Apart from these two that God will not do, listen to me. God can perform any miracle. God can change any situation. God can do anything. Hallelujah. Number three. God's purpose for your life is for you to fulfill your destiny. Say, I will fulfill my destiny. Say, the devil is a liar. I will fulfill my destiny. Nothing can stop me. Sickness cannot stop me. Marital problem cannot stop me. My husband cannot stop me. My husband behavior cannot stop me. My wife's behavior cannot stop me. My boss cannot stop me. My colleague's discouragement cannot stop me. My family attacks cannot stop me. Therefore, when you read Isaiah chapter 8, verse 8,
okay, Isaiah, how many times want to enter more here?
You say, as for me,
I say, media,
and the children that you've given to me, we are for signs and wonders. Isaiah 8:18. We are for signs and wonders. Do you know? Is that it? Isaiah 8. Okay. We are for signs and wonders. Yes. 8:18.
8:18.
When we say something is a sign and a wonder,
it means that
the thing has been written off.
I say, yeah, yeah, I didn't know, yeah, 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 to change,
but by some strange circumstances, some unexplained circumstances, the thing has worked. Listen to me. You are a sign. You are a wonder. 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 Joseph was a sign. Joseph was a wonder. When he was cast into the prison by Mr.
Potiphar.
When he was set up by Mrs.
Potiphar.
Joseph was sent to the condemned prison. But because he was a sign and a wonder, one day, before Mr. Potiphar realized, there was a siren in town. There was noise. Mr. Potiphar asked his guard, what is happening?
Boss,
you haven't heard the king has made the boy that you cast into prison. That boy Joseph, the king has made him his second in command, his prime minister. The king has removed his ring and put it inside his finger. And the king has asked that he should be driven in his chariot. So he's the one they are driving around. That is a sign and a wonder. 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 Daniel was cast in the lion's den. The king couldn't sleep. The king woke up. He got to the entrance of the den. He called Daniel. He knew that he would not hear any sound. He just called Daniel. The king was shocked. Daniel said, yes, sir. I am here. He said, are you still there? He said, oh, I am here. The lions are around me. My God sent an angel to shut the mouth of the lions so that they couldn't touch me. That is a sign. That is a wonder. That is a sign. That is a wonder. That is a sign. That is a wonder. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That lady in green, are you sleeping? Green. I hope you are not sleeping. You, raise your hand. The one in green, if you know you are in green top, yes. I hope you are not sleeping. You are not sleeping, eh? Fine, that's good. I'm looking at every face. It really pains me that we are no longer sitting here at the top. Because when I sit here, I see a lot. And some people conspire that we should change our position. May God help all the conspirators. They have got what they want. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They said, we will not bow. Oh, king.
Oh,
our God will deliver us. Even if he does not. We want you to know that we will not. Okay, hit the burning furnace. Seven times. Cast them inside. The king and his sister went to watch. They
say,
were they not three men? But there are four men. They are walking in the fire. And they are praising God. They are walking in the fire. They are free. What has happened? What has happened? That is a sign. That is a wonder. Tonight, I am going to release upon you sign and wonders anointing. Sign and wonders anointing. Sign and wonders anointing. Sign and wonders anointing. Listen to
me.
When they say,
You are finished. You are now starting. When Jesus was buried, they said, "We are finishing.
Oh, yeah, we no cry.
Let's make the tomb secure.
Oh, my answer.
So that no one will come and steal the body.
No, be a mono.
But by the third day,
so they told me, answer no.
They saw Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes, Christ.
Walking on the street.
Oh, nothing. So
the soldiers went and looked inside the tomb. They said the tomb is empty. They sent the report to the king. They say,
Herod,
if we don't do something, let's say that his disciples came to steal him. Otherwise, because the man has really risen. He has really risen. He has really risen. Listen to me. No matter what witches and wizards do, I say you will rise. 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 Your dream will rise. Your testimony will rise. Your destiny will rise. As Jesus arose, I say you will rise. I say you will rise. The devil is a liar. Shakari katonata. Those who say about your testimony that over my dead body they will live and celebrate your testimony, after they have celebrated, then they will die. They will celebrate it, then they will die. They will celebrate your testimony, then they will die. Say, Lord, I am a testimony. I am a testimony. I am a testimony. I delaliboja, make sure your name. I am a testimony. I am a testimony. I am a testimony. I am a sign. I am a wonder. Say, Lord, according to your word, I am a sign. I am a wonder. I am a testimony. My testimony will never die. My destiny will never die. Your purpose for my life is still standing. It's still standing. It's still standing. I am still waiting for the fulfillment of your purpose in my life. Tonight, I've been made to understand that all I'm going through is part of your purpose. Is part of your purpose. So that I will become a testimony, a reference point, and fulfill my destiny. Hallelujah. Amen. Give a clap offering unto the Lord. Ask my wife. I told her, Gladys, we are praying. But this one, the doctor will tell me something. I just want to know my system. Let the doctor tell me something so that I know how to pray. I did about 5 tests. Very expensive. When I brought the report, the doctor asked me, how old is your mother? I mentioned. He said,
okay, sir,
you are going to live very long. Your system is like 13 years old.
I say,
everything in you is fresh. Then I
asked
him, but why am I feeling like that? He said, maybe you should watch what you eat.
I say,
watch certain things. But medically, you are fit.
Or you should rebuke some demons that may be attacking you. I said, doctor, I think I need to do that more. Listen to me. It doesn't matter. Maybe for you, the doctor's story about you is different. But listen to me. After tonight, the doctor's report about you will be different. Listen, we are entering into December. December is the last month of the Gregorian calendar. In fact, it used to be 10 months. It used to be 10. Tebeth. In Hebrew, December is Tebeth. In the Roman calendar. But when St. Gregory came with his calendar, December became this 12th month. And it is the beginning of winter. The number 12 represents governmental perfection. It represents apostolic completeness. Because there were 12 apostles. I will just not worry you about that. But listen to me. Do you know what your December is? Listen carefully. We are going to make declaration.
Right?
Do you know what your December is going to
be?
How many people have done English
here?
All of us study English.
Or
class one, were we taught in three? When you go to some regions, they only speak their dialects. I don't want to mention the region. Even university, they are speaking their dialects. Yes. When you go to some regions, I don't want to be in trouble. Even university, professors are speaking their dialects. Not English. And so because of that,
and I'm saying,
when they are mentioning some letters, it's a problem. But listen, we have all done English. December is the only month that starts with D-E, day. Day.
Day.
Day.
Day.
Day. D E D. In English, D E D is added to a verb in order to change the meaning of the verb. To its opposite. There is also added to a noun in order to make it a verb, referring to the remover and referrer or reverser of the things that is being described. Let's clap for him. He knows English. Therefore, listen to me how your December is going to be. Number one, your December is going to be the defeat. Defeat of your covenant enemies. Your December is defeat of your covenant enemy. Your December is the declaration of your victory. Your December, number three, is the demand of your rights. The demand of your rights. You are going to demand your rights. Number four, in December, you are going to defend your inheritance, your dream, your testimony, your destiny. The angels of God will defend you. Number five, in December, you will demolish Satan's strongholds.
You will demolish Satan's stronghold in December. Number six, you will decide the course of your life. You yourself, you are going to decide how your life will be. By your mouth, you will decide. In December, number seven, in December, angels are going to descend like Jacob's ladder. Angels will descend. They will descend and ascend. And in December, destiny helpers will manifest. Destiny helpers will manifest. I said, destiny helpers will manifest. Destiny helpers will manifest. Rise up with me right now. Say, my December is solid.
My December is solid.
My December is loaded.
My December is loaded.
My December is solid.
My December is solid.
My December is loaded.
My December is loaded.
My December is solid.
My December is solid.
My December is loaded.
My December is loaded.
In December.
In December.
I defeat.
I defeat.
My covenant enemies.
My covenant enemies.
In December.
In December.
I declare.
I declare.
My victory.
My victory.
My victory.
My victory.
In December.
In December.
I demand.
I demand.
My rights.
My rights.
Rights to live.
Rise to live.
A better life.
A better life.
A glorious life.
A glorious life.
A fruitful life.
A fruitful life.
A victorious life.
A victorious life.
Any kind of life.
Any kind of life.
That I want to live.
That I want to live.
In December.
In December.
I demand.
I demand.
My rights.
My rights.
Through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Through the blood of Jesus Christ.
In December.
In December.
I defend.
I defend.
My inheritance.
My inheritance.
My dream.
My dream.
My testimony.
My testimony.
My destiny.
My destiny.
In December.
In December.
I demolish,
I demolish
Satan's stronghold,
Satan's
stronghold
in my life.
In December,
in December,
I decide,
I decide,
I determine,
I determine
the course of my life,
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 the course of my life.
I therefore declare,
in December,
I am living,
I am living
a fruitful life,
a fruitful life,
a victorious life,
a victorious life.
A prosperous life.
A prosperous
in December,
in December,
I am living,
I am living
a fulfilling life.
A fulfilling life.
Say in December.
In December.
Let my angels descend.
Let my angels descend.
Let my angels descend.
Let my angels.
Let my angels descend.
Let my angels descend.
Let my angels descend.
Let my angels descend.
In December.
In December.
Let destiny help us.
Let destiny help us.
Locate me.
Locate.
Let my destiny help us.
Let my destiny help us.
Locate me.
Locate.
Let my destiny help us.
Let my destiny help us.
Who will come?
Who will come?
And help.
And help.
My testimony.
My testimony.
To become real.
To become real.
Let them manifest.
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 Say, you December.
You December.
Lift up your head.
Lift up your head.
Oh, gates of December.
Oh, gates of December.
Lift up your head.
Lift up your head.
You gates of December.
You gates of December.
Lift up your head.
Lift up your head.
You gates of December.
You gates of December.
Lift up your head.
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 Give way.
Give way. For my testimony.
For my testimony.
For my dream.
For my dream.
For my expectation.
You December,
open your doors and welcome my blessings.
Welcome my
destiny helpers.
You December,
you are pregnant
with my blessings.
Release them.
Release them.
Release them.
Release them.
Release them. December.
December.
You are pregnant.
You are pregnant.
With my healing.
With my healing.
With my deliverance.
With my deliverance.
With my turnaround.
Manifest it.
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 Manifest it. You December.
You December.
I declare.
I declare.
I will live.
I will live.
I will not die.
I will not die.
You December.
You December.
Never permit.
Never permit.
Death.
Death.
to happen
in you
against me
you December
never allow
any weapon
from the devil
to succeed
in my life
and in my family
you December
never allow
the conspiracies
of the enemy
to work against me
you December
never permit
all the agents
of darkness
and the demons
that have been released
from hell
to come and cause trouble
and destruction
on earth
never allow them
in my life
and in my family
in my life
and in my family
you December
never allow
premature death
never allow
sickness and diseases
never allow
accidents
never allow
disappointments
to happen in you
against me
and my family
you December
shut your gates
against the works of darkness
shut your gates
against the weapons of darkness
shut your gates
against the devil
and his demons
against me
shut your gates
you December
never allow
the agents
of darkness
to succeed
against me
never allow
the children
of darkness
the wicked
to succeed
against me
because
I'm a child of God
you have given me this earth
to rule
and to reign
you December
I declare
in you
I will see
the defeat
of my covenant enemy.
In you
I declare
my victory
in you
I demand
my rights
in you
I have my defense
in you
I demolish
Satan's stronghold
in you
I decide
the course of my life
in you
I welcome
the angels
that are descending
in you
I welcome
my destiny helpers
prophesy to December
right in you
I welcome
speak to December right
shakali kratos katara
Ibratos
katire
you I welcome
ila kratos katari
le basa kota
le pratos
ma katarianda
le retos
le bosa katakala
ila kratos katari
le braskere batala
kratos
le ma kora braskere
ila kratos
ma karo kayanda
le papa de kete
rade baba reba
ribota rabo
Makereke sekete keleba,
mako
rebraskere andeleba,
mako roborobo,
le batale borokoto,
le masi,
makatare baba.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Say
you December,
any door
that the devil has closed
against me
by midnight tonight
you December
open that door
I say you December
open that door
you December
In you
I walk through that door.
I receive my breakthrough.
I receive my turnaround.
I receive my healing.
You December.
Anything
of mine
that the devil
has stolen.
You,
December,
restore unto me.
Restore, restore. 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 Speak to December. Speak to December.
December, restore. December, open.
Restore, restore.
Open and restore.
Open and restore.
Open and restore. Open and restore.
Open and restore.
December.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say you December.
You December.
Any premature death.
Any premature death.
That has been programmed.
That has been programmed.
Into you.
Into you.
Against me.
Against me.
You December.
You December.
2021.
2021.
Reject it.
Reject it.
Reject it.
Reject it.
Reject it.
Against me.
Against me.
Reject it.
Reject it.
Any premature death.
Any premature death.
Any accident.
Any accident.
Any demotion.
Any demotion.
Any disappointment.
Any disappointment.
Any setback.
Any
sickness.
Any disease.
Any disease.
Any conspiracy.
Any conspiracy.
Any weapon.
Any weapon.
That has been programmed.
That has been programmed.
In you.
In you.
Against me.
Against me.
Against me.
Against me.
Against my health.
Against my health.
Against my home.
Against my home.
Against my husband.
Against my wife.
Against my wife.
Against my wife.
Against my children.
Against my marriage.
Against my marriage.
Against my
career.
Against my
career. Against my business.
Against my
business. Against my finances.
Against
my relationship.
Against my
dream.
Against my destiny.
Against my destiny.
You December.
You December.
Reject it.
Reject it.
Refuse it.
Refuse it.
Reject it.
Reject it.
It shouldn't happen to you.
It should never happen to you.
It should never happen to you.
It shouldn't happen to you.
It shouldn't happen.
It shouldn't happen to you. Prophesy to December right now.
Reject evil.
Reject
evil. Reject evil.
Every evil.
Reject it.
Reject evil.
Reject evil.
December. Reject evil.
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 Reject
evil.
Reject evil.
Reject evil.
Reject evil.
Reject evil.
That you are holding my testimony.
That you are holding my testimony.
Release it now.
Release it now.
December.
December.
Release that testimony.
Release that testimony.
Release that testimony.
Release that testimony.
Release my expectation.
Release my expectation.
Release it. Release it.
Release
it. Release it. Release it.
Release
it. Release it. Release my testimony.
Release my
sheep. Release my sheep.
Release my
turnaround.
Release
my dominion.
Release
it.
Release
it.
Release
my testimony.
Release my
shame. Release
my dominion.
Release my
healing.
Amen.
Amen.
Say now.
Now
I receive the blood.
I receive the blood.
I receive the broken body.
I receive the broken body.
I receive the communion.
I receive the communion.
This communion.
This communion
is the evidence.
Is the evidence
of Jesus' victory.
Of Jesus' victory.
For me,
over sin,
over sin,
over Satan,
over Satan,
over death,
over hell,
over sicknesses,
over diseases.
Therefore,
as I eat
and drink,
I also eat
and drink
my victory,
my victory,
my victory,
my victory
over sin.
Over sin,
over sicknesses,
over sickness,
over diseases,
over Satan,
over death,
over hell,
over every evil,
by faith,
I receive,
and I eat,
in the name of God the Father,
in the name of God the Father,
in the name of God the Son,
in the name of God the Son,
in the name of God the Holy Spirit,
in the name of God the Holy Spirit.
Is anyone here who is not born again?
You are on your over here.
If you haven't given your life to Jesus,
I
want to lead you to give your life to Jesus.
Jesus is alive.
Yes,
Jesus is coming back again. So that you can take the communion. Father, say, Lord,
Lord,
we confess our sins.
We confess our sins.
Known and unknown.
Known and unknown.
The sin of omission.
The sin of omission.
And the sin of commission.
And the sin of commission.
We confess.
We confess.
We come to your table. By your finished work.
By your finished work.
On Calvary.
On Calvary.
We come to your table.
We come to your table.
In the righteousness.
In the righteousness.
Of Christ.
Of Christ.
Let this table.
Let this table.
Just manifest to us.
Just manifest to us.
What it is.
What it is.
By the blood.
By the blood.
We overcome.
We overcome.
We receive.
We receive
the overcoming blood.
The overcoming blood.
The conquering blood.
The conquering blood.
The ultimate blood.
The ultimate blood.
The superior blood.
The superior blood.
That no power can stand.
That no power can stand.
By faith.
By faith.
We receive the blood.
We receive the blood.
And by faith.
And by faith.
We eat.
We eat.
Your flesh.
Your flesh.
For our healing.
For our healing.
For our restoration.
For our restoration.
Of our bodies.
Of our body.
And everything.
And everything.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. And whosoever